Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in the Velvet Radio Show. My name is Torrey, and I am your hostess this evening on the show that we are talking about the power in prayer. I know I run the gamut of subject matter in this show, but I did feel that it was very important that we did talk about the energy that works with us, or we work with the energies that connect us to prayer and the intentions that we put in our prayers, considering world events that have occurred in France as of late and in Syria and other countries, even things we do not know of that are existing with death and trauma and despair, that we send our prayers out to those who are suffering at this time, those who are trying to heal from this very strange occurrence. I want to share with you ways that the energy works with us in prayers. And it doesn't matter what religion you are, or even if you really have a true one true religion, because every religion holds their vigils differently and respectfully as such. Everyone from the Christians to the Catholics and the Muslims and the Jews, Shintos, and so on, the Druids as well as pagans and down the line. Even if you are not of one specific faith, say you are just a spiritual person, I implore you to find a way of peace and tranquility and a moment to send out a higher thought from your heart and your intention of healing for those who are in suffering at this moment. And that is the energy of prayer. We can pray for great things, miracles to occur. We pray for healing. But I guarantee you, if you set your intention and you give it the attention that your prayers are heard, the energy is heard, it is drawn down, sent up, cycled through, and sent outward. So there is so much in a prayer that connects people to believing something greater can happen, a greater good can happen. And many religions, people may use candles and light a candle and say a prayer. Some religions use incense and make offerings to food with food, like Buddhists and the Hindus and such. But you don't have to be any of that to do any of that. Even sometimes just having a picture of a person or a situation, and just or taking a moment for pause and reflection, the intention that you're setting to help with prayer. So if you'd like to call in on the show, all right, our number here is 646-727-2585. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the calendar and more energy work with prayer and who you connect with. Some of us use saints or gods and goddesses. And then to the, some use, they say the one true God. Last week we had David Garwood in who discussed the God within. And so we're going to discuss that more about that energy. So stick around and we'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. My name is Tore, and we're talking tonight about the power of prayer. I don't want you all to think that I am a somber, serious person all of the time, or that prayer is so somber, because prayer is something we can use as it's an energy, a focus, an intention for great things, for very positive things, for healing things, for joyful things, and being thankful as we come upon our time of Thanksgiving in the United States, that we are thankful. And just briefly, just sharing with you before I take our first caller, every day in my own life, I had some transformation in my family as my father passed, and things were never quite the same. And things kind of got out of balance in our family dynamic, and it got harder and harder to keep us together. Every put in my prayers when I got up and set my energy and intention for the day to be positive and all that I ask for, I always ask for healing in my family as well. And after 10 months, and this is why it's so important, please, people, be diligent. Don't give up. After 10 months, it happened. And people call that a miracle. I believe that can be called a miracle. I also believe the intention of prayer is so strong that if you have strength within you, you don't give up on your focus, your intent. So I am very thankful this Thanksgiving, as my family celebrated an early Thanksgiving tonight, that we were all sitting around table, finally, united and happy and no tension. It was wonderful. And I pray every day from here out to have more of those blessed days. So I wish you all the best with that as well. Don't give up on your focus and your intent. Okay, so I know we're coming into that. And the day before Thanksgiving, just to make mention, you can find me at Lunasoul Esoterica if you have a need for private consultation. I will be there from 3 till 6 p.m. in Sanford. So message me or write me at info@venusandvelvet.com. So we're going to take our first call in the 856. Okay. Hi, caller. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you, dear?
Doing great.
So yes. How can I be of service for you this evening?
Finances and jobs or anything that's coming up with relocation.
Okay, first of all, what's your first name?
Rosemaria.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Okay. And have we been out of work for a while? Or
yes.
Rosemaria? Okay. I kind of felt an energy pull that you need to, there's a greater focus for you. So do you get up and do you do manifesting or meditating at this point in your life?
I have. It's been a while. I've been doing that. Nothing happens.
Okay.
It's like you said, like at the point of like giving up.
Well, you know, you just heard my story, okay?
Right.
Yeah. That was something that I thought I'd lost forever. Don't
right.
give up. I want you to start putting back intention energy for accomplishment and not for failure and not leaving it up, because this is really about your pull. I see a great celebration around you, and I see that you've got to get to work and start calling on the energies to show you the way and show you the place. But I see a change and a dynamic coming for you. I want to say it's fairly soon. And are you're really intent on relocating as well?
Yes.
Are you interested in a warmer climate at this time?
It's a little bit warmer. A totally different country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I see what I saw with you was in a warmer climate, and I felt even a pull around your heart chakra with it. Okay. So there's an intention for feeling love and feeling love connection there. And you really got a moment-to-moment kind of energy running through you. So that's why I'm asking you to start focusing on an intention energy right now and where you want to be and how long it's going to take for you to get there. And if the more you practice this, I want to say closer in on the 3-month mark for you to be relocated, to find your zone, to find your focus. So from start to finish. So have you sat down and actually said, if this and this occur, I could do this and this and this?
Meaning what way, like step by step?
Yeah.
I have, yes.
Okay. So you really need to start reshifting your focus right now and your energy to taking each part of that step and putting into the morning prayer or meditation. Because they said, you are a big part of this and you postpone this by kind of holding out and just hoping it'll happen. Well, it's bigger than that. It's bigger, you know. And I know that because many times I've gone into places where, you know, in most of my work, I have to manifest what I do to make my income and my life living, you know, my livelihood. And I've walked into places where people walked away with nothing for the day. And I've walked away with my pocket full because I have a higher understanding with the universe that, you know, I came to accomplish something. And I don't usually leave until I've done it. So you've got to start shifting that focus. When's your birthday here?
December 31st.
September 31st?
December, next month.
Oh, December. Oh, so your New Year's Eve baby. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, in that case, oh, my gosh, that's wild. Okay. That's interesting. Okay, so this is your year of change and dynamic forces are shifting. So make it so, honey. Make it so. I see it tops, you know, 3 months around you, but I've got to say you're in a higher elevated place. I feel warmth around you, and I see you've got to start piecing this together daily. So if you make a commitment, say, even for the next 7 days, let's just use a good old spiritual number like 7 and get up every day and put part of that focus in a prayer and an intention energy to see yourself and ask. And don't forget to ask. That's what people don't understand. If they need something and they want it, and if it's to be, it is also people say, oh, well, maybe it's not meant to be. Well, maybe Spirit has a better plan for you, but if you don't get up and ask, they're not, you know, you're not pulling the energy to you. So I want you to focus on the next 7 days with this plan of attack. You think you can do that, Rosemarie?
I think so.
I think you can because you've had your share of life pulling the rug-pulling party with you, and that's going to stop. So this next year coming ahead is a higher vibration for you. So I will send out good energy to you right now that you get healing and get sealing the deal on your big plan, your big prayer. Okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I wish you many blessings and early Thanksgiving blessings as well.
Same here. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Let's stay. Okay. Well, that was our first caller. And I want to share with you all, whenever I get a message, and sometimes I will ask for your birthday. Why? Because it draws me in closer to your energy even still. It's sort of like going through a tunnel, if you can understand that. So, as I was mentioning, I've got a special date coming up at Luna Soul. And then next month I have an event, which is always the second Sunday there. I will be doing Messages from Spirit. And that is only $10 a person. So you won't want to miss that. And I do several circles. I fill them, and I do another one. And if that's full, I do another one. Because I know that people out there are trying to connect and connect with loved ones or connect with their guides or connect with spirit and get a message. So if you're in the area, you know, come down. And we'd love to meet you. I'd love to see you. Also, you can always find me at the Casadega Hotel 4 days a week there. And I do hope that you come because it is a peaceful town. It's a town of great energy. There is a spiritual vortex there. There are, you know, a handful of them in the world, so we've got one. So I'm going to take our next caller in the 561. Oh, you might just be listening. Just saw the question mark. Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How can I be of service to you tonight?
I'd just like to have a call. I'm looking for a job, and I want to see what you see about that.
Okay. Lisa, have you were employed and you lost your job just recently?
Well, I had a few, like, temporary jobs. But, just recently, a few weeks ago, I lost
it. Okay. Yeah, because I saw a shift in your energy. I do feel like that's going to turn around for you. So how do you manifest, because I always work in my subject matter to every caller. So how do you connect with prayer in your life? What do you think prayer is for you?
It's just a moment of me getting quiet and speaking to God and my angels and just communicating my worries, my wishes, my goals.
Wonderful. So how often do you do that, Lisa?
Probably not enough.
Okay. A little like my last caller and said, if you want something to change, you've got to focus on this. This is if you really think about high-vibe spiritual people and all their vision quests and things, they devote. So if you're not employed at this moment, devote that time to the focus of employment. And be of service to others while you're in waiting. So take every day, and I'm going to give you the same little recipe because I feel it's strong. But I do feel that success is drawing near to you. But take the next 7 days and just devote it to every day when you get up, be thankful for something, asking for something, and focus on even how long. If I could have a job that I'm happy at, say, some people just ask to get through the holidays. Others ask to get through the next year. You know, if you have a time frame. And just get more specific with your intention, because that's truly what prayer is all about, is the intention. So work on that, because I do see that shift for you happening very quickly, and I don't want to slow you down in that thought. Don't take a day and waste a day, because every day we don't accomplish even that one thing, that prayer energy, is a day that we are behind and lacking success in our life. But I do see that happening. I do feel like you're working. I don't know why animals come up, but I'm getting animals with you. I say animals and people, but I feel like you're very, you know, you're kind of in your essence of who you are. So do you like animals, Lisa?
Yeah, I do like animals. That's funny. I was going to go down to the Humane Society, but they didn't really have any positions available, just like cleaning cages and stuff. But I'm afraid to do that. If I get bit by a dog or something, I don't know if I would.
Well,
do that.
You know what? Ask in your prayers for a change of approach on this. If you do love animals, ask them to show you how this is done. You know, and ask if this is what your desire is, to put your intention on to making it safe so you can enjoy this, so you feel that you're giving back. But I felt animals with you, so try again and just try a different approach, because not everyone knows everything. So if I don't know something, I'm going to ask somebody. Well, I don't really know how to do that, but maybe if you could help me or show me or teach me, you know, I'd be glad to do it. I'd be glad to learn it. So I want you to get on that bandwagon of never too old to find a teacher, never too old to learn something. But I do see happiness.
I made flyers, too, for, like, pet sitting, too. So maybe that's what you
beautiful.
See, maybe people. Yeah.
Perhaps. But it's always important to learn as much as you can about your passions. And I do feel you connect well to animals. So
yes.
Yeah, start putting your intention around that energy and see how it comes to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and have a blessed night, and happy early Thanksgiving to you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, you know, sometimes I get a little more detail which is always nice, and I'm thankful Spirit gives that to me. You know, the Buddhists, the Tibetan Buddhists, there's different kinds of Buddhism, and I like to go around for different religions, but Buddhism used that, you know, have you ever seen those prayer flags? Well, those are, like, set out, and they're all, you know, wood blocked onto each flag, and they're strung out through outdoors and sending the prayers outward. Kind of like how we sit here and we do energy to send energy outward and upward and outward. Whenever I'm doing healing for someone, I ask for healing specifically for that person. I just simply ask from your energy through me to them. I don't even have to touch them. It's not about a physical touch. Some people can, and they're very good with that. For me, it's simply about just the energy I send and shoot towards them. Send their way. I say shoot, but send their way. You know, a lot of times, even Buddhists, we use bells and incense and things. And the more you devote yourself to the practice of prayer, the more you devote it to the energy of the intention of what you desire in this lifetime. If you desire to lose weight, if you desire to be more successful with a job, to have a job, or to bring in increase of your finances, people get concerned that they're being, well, maybe I'm being greedy, maybe I shouldn't be praying for myself. Well, if you pray for others as well, if you put the energy of thinking about other people, because some people just say, you were in my thoughts today, and that's an energy sent through the universe from you to them. If you put that intention there, you're allowed to have the intention of having a thought put towards yourself. I say write them down. Lots of times, don't be afraid to write down your things that you need to focus on, you need to manifest on. It is a practice that one must not just simply do once a week when they go to temple or church or mosque or anything of that nature. It is not a one-time-a-week deal. If you want something and you need this badly in your life, you're going to have to work for it. If it is to be, it is up to me. Well, you co-conspire with the universe, my friends. So you have to be on the ball. You have to be a part of it. So get on board with it and start focusing your energy for real prayer, real energy there. As I mentioned earlier about my family and that blessing, I've also prayed for a miracle when I was down to my last $2, when I had the big C. And a windfall came because I prayed so hard every day. I got up and did the exact same routine every morning and then went on with my morning. And this was after the aftermath of the surgery. And you know it takes time to heal. There were a lot of things, so I did ask every morning, and I lit a candle, and I lit a green candle for healing. Lit it to St. Jude, and sure enough, one morning I lit this candle, and my other kitty, Miss Knickknack, who was with me at the time, she was with me, and that candle popped and fizzed and went zoop, and I was like, what happened? Wow, I guess the prayer is answered or the prayer is done, is what I thought. I said, well, maybe that, no, it's not the candle. No, that was a definite sign. That next morning, I got a call from the people that were, you know, able to help me, calling me to let me know that was a possibility. I was able to receive financial help. And finances were an increase. Anything was an increase out of $2 in the bank, I'm telling you, but it happened. And it happened in a huge wave. And it was just before Christmas. So if you can imagine how just important it felt to have that prayer heard, and felt how good it felt to have that prayer heard, because I didn't give up. I did not give up. You all have to just understand, you can't give up. And just like all this going on in the Middle East and now with these countries being attacked, don't give up on the energy of it's not right. You're hurting people. You're sacrificing your own life to make a statement. You know, you're devastating lives that have no have no connection to with what you're about. And you can pray for peace and pray for the violence to end. You know, pray for justice. Whatever you pray for, just make the intention clear. Okay, so I'm going to take another quick break. When we come back, I'm going to share some energy things that I do and myself, or if you have any questions about it, please feel free to call in the show at 646-727-2585, and we'll be right back. I'm watching a lot of my friends on YouTube and Facebook doing their dancing and they're celebrating. And happy Diwali to those who are the Hindi faith. That is a time of festival of lights. So wishing them all their happiness and joyful time. So, you know, one thing that I want to share with you, because we're almost out of time, and if you'd like a private session and you can't come to where I am, you can always Skype me, email me, message me, and let me know you want to have a private session by phone or Skype, info@venusinvelvet.com for that. Also, you can join my Facebook page on Venus in Velvet on Facebook, or Psychic Teray at Twitter or Instagram. So I'm going to send you all with this. This is called the Prayer for Spiritual Healing. And with Dr. Thomas, who has always been my mentor since I started the journey out in Casa Vega, this is what I'm leaving you with. I ask the great unseen healing force to remove all obstructions from my mind and body and to restore me to perfect health. I ask this in all sincerity and honesty, and I will do my part. I ask this great unseen healing force to help those who are in need of help in healing and to restore them to perfect health. And I put my love and trust in the power of God. And that is called a prayer for spiritual healing. I share that with you because I know that there's always someone out there who needs healing and a situation that needs healing. So if you want to listen to the show again and you write that down, or you look up the IAM, International Association of Metaphysics, prayer and the energy and the intention with prayer always works. It's when we're not focused, we miss that. So I send you with much love and light tonight, and many blessings. Namaste.